Listening Library presents Charles and Emma, The Darwin's Leap of Faith by Deborah Heiligman. Read for you by Rosalind Landor. Foreword. The story of Charles Darwin has never been told this way before. Authors by the hundreds have written about Darwin's genius and the way his ideas transformed the world. Scholars by the thousands have described the adventures that made him famous. First, his voyage around the world as a young naturalist aboard the HMS Beagle, and second, his discovery of the vast, novel, and strange intellectual territory that he mapped in his masterpiece, The Origin of Species. Those two stories are among our civilization's most celebrated eureka moments. But as far as I know, this is the first book to focus on the adventure that began when Darwin, home from his voyage, took out a piece of scrap paper and made himself a quirky, funny, very candid list of the pros and cons of settling down. Charles Darwin's search for a woman to marry led him almost immediately to a private eureka moment when he visited his aunt and uncle at Mare Hall in Staffordshire and sat down by a fire in the library to have a little chat, they called it a goose, with his cousin Emma Wedgwood. In that time and place, marriage between cousins was not at all unusual, and everyone thought Charles and Emma were a good match. There was only one problem, one obstacle to their happiness. Emma was religious. She cared deeply about her Christian faith. When Charles confessed to her the revolutionary ideas that he was scribbling in his secret notebooks, she